It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 15th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is obstreperous, spelled O-B-S-T-R-E-P-E-R-O-U-S. Obstreperous is an adjective that means marked by unruly or aggressive noisiness, clamorous. It can also mean stubbornly resistant to control, unruly. Here's the word used in a sentence from Vanity Fair by Mark Wortman. In Hollywood, Eugene DeMarco had gained renown as a barnstorming stunt pilot in films and commercials. Within the small but global community of antique aviation buffs, he continues to be held in awe, considered by many to be the most accomplished flyer of dangerously obstreperous World War I airplanes. The handy Latin prefix ob, O-B, meaning in the way, against, or toward, occurs in many Latin and English words. Obstreperous comes from ob plus strepere, a verb meaning to make a noise, so someone who is obstreperous can be thought of as literally making noise to rebel against something, much like a protesting crowd or an unruly child. The word has been used in English since around the beginning of the 17th century. Strepere has had a limited impact on the English lexicon. In addition to obstreperous, it seems only to have contributed strepitus and its synonym strepitant, which mean characterized or accompanied by much noise, that is, a synonym of noisy. Ob words, on the other hand, abound and include such terms as obnoxious, occasion, offend, omit, oppress, and oust. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.